Welcome back to the Sidetrack Podcast. I am your host. Okay, so tonight you are getting a special surprise. Whether it's tonight, today, this morning, wherever you're listening, I appreciate your support. I always forget to say that at the end of my episodes, but like, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. It, from the bottom of this cold, dead heart, I love and appreciate you guys, and I want to see you succeed. Listening to this podcast is kind of like us hanging out, so I feel like you guys are my friends. But today, I'm going to bring another friend on this podcast, and he's been on here before, so... if you've listened to the BLM and Giving Back episode, you might be familiar with him. Please welcome Josiah. Fuck. Okay, my phone's still locked. please welcome Josiah. Da-da-da-da. Okay. Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. By the grace of God, we're here.
Amen, amen. So, what's been going on? How's life?
Life is great. Life is great. You know, I'm running into a lot of people who want to think progressively. And as my mind started to shift into a more renewed and sharpened mode, you know, I've been... put around the right individuals to just be motivated to level up each and every day. So it's been pretty good.
That's good. That's a great answer. So just a heads up, there won't be any distractions because I have my own place now. So it's just me, and it's not going to be any background noise except for me talking. So that's the heads up, I guess. Let me, if I may, I'm gonna look back on our messages here, and please share with the class your thoughts on the More Network. Is that the program that you were talking about when you last featured on my podcast, or is this like a completely new thing?
It's relatively new. I got acquainted with these people around January, and me and the co-founder JB Stewart, we put it together, and we found a lot of individuals who want to be their own boss, who have their own businesses already starting up, but they need inspiration and they need support. So on February we started something important, and fast forward to April and we're still doing it. So the More Network is just a group of like-minded individuals who want to inspire potential and as well as motivate the world. We're, our main goal right now is to touch a million families, I'll say, but in my opinion the goals are limitless. You know, we can do so much together.
I totally agree with that. So what have been your numbers so far? I know, I remember you posting on your story, like, this motivational video. Is that someone in your More Network, or is that just, like, one of your friends? I don't know.
Yeah, JB is one of the co-founders. We're pretty cool, but... you know, the way that he handles himself as well as business in the More Network, you know, we made it to where it's more so of a brotherhood rather than a friendship without nobody really getting anything out of it. So, you know, we're definitely just one big brotherhood altogether. So JB is a big part of that network.
Okay. I like that. I really liked his motivational speech that he posted on his Instagram. It really
lit a fire in my chair, and I was like, okay, I'm going to clean my apartment. I'm going to do all my homework. I'm going to do, like, it really just pushed me to elevate. So I feel like that's a reflection of what you guys are doing, and I really like that. So keep up the great work. What are your numbers looking like right now? Like, you've been going for about 4 months with this More Network. What are your numbers looking like?
Individually, we all have different facets of the More Network. So the premise of it is that we want to be a well-rounded organization. So, you know, we have a couple of musical artists and Kai Alexander and Albert, and then we have, you know, media affiliates like me and JB. And JB is mentoring me in the way of affiliate marketing as well as monetizing my social media platforms. So, and we also have fitness trainers as well, who JB and Piper, he is a well-known trainer in the New Orleans area. So, you know, we're all just going in there as a group and really just showing the world that we're well-rounded and that we don't just specialize in one specific thing.
Okay. Another question for the listeners. If they end up being interested, where can they, like, network and, you know, sign up for the More Network?
The thing about the More Network is that we're going to give it a bit of time until we want to have people to join. But right now, we're keeping it open on social media platforms where they can hit us up on there and ask us for daily advice or just adventures or endeavors that they might be going on. So right now, we're trying to continue to grow our core members. So that way, whenever we're opening our arms to new members, the core members are going to be the example that will be set in stone. So we want to get everybody set, you know, everybody propelled into the right direction before we go that route, because we don't want to put too much pressure on one another at the same time. So that's really the premise of it right now.
Okay, so you're trying to, like, build a strong foundation so when you open your, I would say, like, brotherhood to the public, like, you can answer any questions, you can, you know, really help these families and businesses grow to their fullest potential.
Most definitely. That's one of the main goals. And, you know, we're just getting started, so we don't want to move too quickly or too hastily. You know, we're going by a very specific game plan, and I'm very confident in this process that we're going to endure as we're in it right now. So in due time, we're definitely going to have a lot of things going, especially in the New Orleans area. And within a year or two, we'll be nationwide speaking at different functions, organizations, and things of such. So it's just one day at a time.
That is, again, amazing. Like, I wouldn't have even thought about, like, bringing the community together, because I'm from uptown Chicago, but I grew up in, like, a dominantly white neighborhood. So, like, I wouldn't have thought about, like, bringing my brothers and sisters together and, like, starting this. But, like, with the people that you know and the resources that you have, like, was it easy to just, like, think of it right away, or did it take some time to, like, have that idea click in your mind?
Well, I'd be lying to you if I told you it was just my idea. It took a lot of initiative from every core member to really come together and put our pride aside and be willing to learn from one another and being willing to support one another. So I remember shortly after I met JB at a gathering, it was like a small gathering I came to, and he hit me up one day and said I wanted to start something important. And I told him that, you know, I'm all for it, even though I didn't know him for that long. just having those conversations about real life and, you know, advancement as well as generational wealth and just things that would always click in my mind, but I never really had the right support group around me. So, you know, we started it all together. We all came together and we agreed to do this as a group and as a unit. So far, it's been pretty good. You know, I'm very confident in my guys, and I think that we could do amazing things just by starting something important. This can be the way that many life-changing organizations can be started, just by coming together and starting something important.
Speaking of generational wealth, like, the majority of our community, they're not familiar with it, or they have an idea of what it is, but they don't know how to get started on, like, investing and, like, putting their money in the right places. So, like, could you give us a definition of what generational wealth means to you and what your network is doing to support that?
Most definitely. My definition of generational wealth is where you first start off finding something that you really love doing, and you make your money. And what you do is that you set up a budget. First off, you want to get yourself used to saving some, really most of your money, and keeping about 30% of your checks in your checking account. So once you get accustomed to having a budget, then what you're going to do, you can go on your savings. Once you got like $2,000 saved up, depending on your living situation, you can put like $100 or $200 in some stocks. You could put it towards some real estate. You can just put it in a portfolio in general, and just take your time in building that up and continue to build yourself up and continue to live within your means and just manage your money the right way and put it in the right places and watch how it profits you in the future. Even if you go and buy yourself some property somewhere, you know, that's better than buying a super, be there with you 10 years from now, but that land will always be there. You can always flip that land for something else when you get old, or that land can be there for your grandkids or your great-grandkids. So, you know, that's my definition of generational wealth, is just taking your time with the process, budgeting, and putting your money in the right places. And what the Moore Network does is that we encourage financial literacy, as we show prime examples of being men who know how to manage our money the right ways, as well as encouraging others how to live within their means and not be so stricken by societal standards on how you should spend your money and what you should and shouldn't have, but rather do what occurs best for you and fulfill your needs. Don't worry too much about your wants, because those are going to come in time as you start making, putting your money in the right places, like I said earlier. So that's the main way that we encourage you to build generational wealth.
And like, that sounds way better than, you know, waiting for, you know, waiting to hit the lottery, or, you know, waiting for a giant sum of money to come around. Like, and I feel like the community, we will feel more accomplished, like, once we build that wealth, because one, we worked for it, we spent years and years, like, working towards it, and at the end of the road, like, we can actually enjoy what we invested in, instead of, like, you know, just how do you say this, like, just investing your money and, like, not doing anything with it until you're nearly dead, and, like, just, like, giving the inheritance to your kids, but, like, really investing your time, your effort, as well as your money into these communities, and, I mean, these organizations, these businesses, and stuff like that. Another question that comes to my mind is, how can someone decipher, like infiltrate, like, which opportunity to invest is a scam and which is, like, a genuine opportunity? Because we're seeing a lot more scams now in the finance industry. So, could you, like, just give us some pointers on that?
Most definitely. You know, first things foremost is when somebody contacts you about helping with your finances, it all depends on their credibility as well as their merit. You know, people can speak positively of them and they have many reviews and they have advertisements on the internet and Hulu and things of such. Then, you know, continue to do your research. And at that point, you have to understand that if they're asking you for money, then, you know, it's kind of iffy right then and there. You know, the thing about the More Network is that we don't ask for money. We just ask for your consistency, your time, and you really wanting to be proactive and be better. So, you know, the main way to discover from a scam is just do your research. You know, if they're asking you for a whole bunch of money and they don't have anything to show for their work, or they're not showing you why they're worth that much money that they're asking you for, you know, it's just, it's really just how you stand in your life and what you feel is the right move. But that's how I see it. I don't know how many other people see it, but that's the best way to decipher it.
Yeah, and as far as investing goes, guys, look into Glassdoor, the Better Business Bureau. They have some really good reviews, and just like don't even feel stupid for looking this up, but just look up, like, is this company a scam or is this a scam? And then you can see, like, if they have more bad reviews than good reviews, then you can be like, okay, I'm a little suspicious of this. I'm gonna withhold if something recent pops up and, like, it's in the news or whatever. Then I won't have that feeling of, oh, I wasted my money in this. So yeah, definitely do your research. I've learned the hard way, but definitely do your research. Okay. I don't think I have any more questions, but how about monetizing social networks? When do you plan on getting that started, and do you plan on teaching your clients? I don't want to say clients, because, like, they're not putting money into the More Network, but, like, yeah, your clients. Like, when do you plan on teaching them that? Like, in the beginning of the whole initiation process, or, like, somewhere in the middle?
Well, for right now, I'm very focused on doing that myself and making it consistent, because I'm getting some profits from it. Yeah, just now getting started and just now putting my actual efforts and my actual brain power into doing it. I'm getting some profits, but I need to learn more about the whole craft. I need to learn about the ups and downs, the ins and outs, and I need to take my time to really figure this thing out before I can go teaching other people the way I learned it, because I want to learn the most efficient way and where you can get the most gains as possible, because I don't want to invite people to learn from me and they're experiencing more losses than wins. You know, I want to perfect it, and if I got to take these losses to learn, then that's what I'll do. But for right now, I'm going to perfect that craft, and once I master it, which might not be for a good 4 or 5 months, but I'd rather take time out to have the best quality rather than rush it and not have the best quality. So in due time, I'll be able to do so.
Okay. Woke up and chose facts today. I genuinely can't think of another question. So do you have anything you want to, like, tell the audience, or if you want to ask me some questions, like, the floor is yours.
Okay. What is your end game with having a podcast? You know, what is a big goal of yours?
Well, I it's a really good question. My end game is to, like, gain supporters, and, like, once I gain a certain amount of support, then I can start discussing, like, bigger issues and, like, trying to spread awareness about certain things, because Right now, my audience is like a small but proud country, and I want it to be like somewhere between Japan and Russia, like that type of size. So, not Japan, I mean China, sorry. I want it to be like a bigger audience, more or less. And once that happens, I just want to like talk about certain issues like women's rights, African American studies, stuff that I'm learning, and just discuss it and, you know, have a conversation, because that's what really got me started in making this podcast in the first place. It was just a platform for me to talk without showing my face or feeling embarrassed, or I could just say literally whatever I want. So I was like, okay, fuck it, I might as well start a podcast, because I know I talk too much. So if I can make some profit off of it, I mean, getting paid to talk is like a big deal. So I guess my end game would be just to gain more support and be able to spread kindness and just be able to spread positivity and hopefully spread awareness about things and like help people through my podcast, because that's what I want to do in real life. But obviously I can't reach every single person in the world, so this is the next best thing. So I guess that would be my end game.
Okay, that's a pretty reasonable resolve. You know, I think that that's very well capable of you to do. You know, you relay a very positive message, and your brand itself is fitting of the podcast. When you talk about women's rights and you talk about African American rights, and, you know, just things that are really going on in the world that need to be raised in terms of awareness. So you definitely have our support from the More Network with the message that you relay. And especially whenever the More Network starts to expand, I'm sure that you'll see expansion just from being affiliated with us. So that's a very great answer to that question.
Awesome. And I would love to get involved once it kicks off, but once you guys like open up to your followers and like, you know, just the general public, I would love to get involved, because your mission statement is pretty cool. So just like let me know if I can help in any way, just to help spread it in my community and across Illinois, because that's where I'm at right now. But yeah, just feel free to let me know.
Of course, we'll keep you in the loop at all times. Anybody who is following with what we are trying to do as well, you have a very progressive mind and you want to be better. And you know, I don't know if I told you my reason the More Network is because I want to be my own boss by the time I'm 30. So, you know, that is, the More Network is something that helps people achieve these types of goals. And I'm sure that that is something that you're very well capable of doing, as you like to communicate and express your ideas freely. I'm sure that through podcasting and even through interviewing that you can do very similar things. So that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. I like that. So I had something on my mind, but it ran away. I can't think of it anymore. But do you have anything else? Like, if you want to follow the More Network journey, do you want me to plug your socials in the description and like
all most that definitely stuff? I'll send them all to you. Instagram, YouTube. All right. Yeah, those would be the primary two.
Okay, cool. So I'll link all those in the description, guys, and feel free to check them out. If you're an entrepreneur, small business, trying to grow your network, please, please, please do not hesitate to reach out to the More Network. They are an amazing group of men who will definitely elevate you to get you where you want to go. So, yeah, feel free to hit up Josiah and all of his colleagues. And, yeah, just see your business take off. No promises, though, but, like, I've known Josiah for a while, and I know his intentions when it comes to work and becoming his own boss, and he is really determined to make that happen for himself, and I'm sure he will make it happen for you in his own way. So I would definitely reach out to him. I will link all of his stuff in the description, and feel free to check him out. Anything else to add?
I don't have anything else for now, but for the next recording session, I'll have pre-made notes and things of such that I may want to ask.
Okay, awesome. So again, thank you guys for listening. Today is what, Saturday? I might post this on Sunday just because I gotta add a couple things in the audio, and I just posted an episode like 20 minutes ago, so it'd be kind of weird if I posted two in one day. But if I do end up getting everything together tonight, I will post it tonight, but just expect it to be done tomorrow. Okay, so thank you guys for listening across the world. Thank you for supporting this podcast, and hopefully I would love to see you guys succeed in your businesses and all your endeavors. And hope you have a great night. And again, Josiah, thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate it. All right, well, we'll see you in the next one.
Peace and love.
Peace.